President Mohamed Morsi has made clear that he believes the draft constitution achieves much of the aspirations of the Egyptian nation.
I salute the fruitful, relentless efforts exerted by all members of the Constituent Assembly, even those who were not present in the final sessions. And I especially salute the great job done by the Assembly head, the Honorable Councillor Hussein Al-Ghriani.
The Muslim Brotherhood-dominated Constituent Assembly has presented the final draft of the Constitution to Morsi after it finished the controversial draft on November 30th. The President announced that a referendum on the new Constitution will be held on December 15th. Under the new constitutional declaration described by Morsi as temporary, all laws and decrees issued by Morsi are final and unchallengeable. This provoked protests by Morsi opponents against the decree and speedy adoption of the draft constitution. The opposition says the charter undermines basic freedoms. However, some observers say most of those against the constitution are not opposing it because of the content, but because it was written by what they called an Islam extreme dominant assembly.
The problem is in the elastic wording of most of the articles, especially those in the chapter of freedoms, and especially when it comes to Islamic Sharia law.
Some also say that the real objection to the constitution by the opposition comes from the fact that they want a clause calling for new presidential elections following the referendum. Journalists are also angry that the constitution does not implicitly protect them from facing trial for their published opinions. Although President Morsi, as the temporary owner of legislative authority, has issued a law banning the detention of journalists in such cases. Others allege that rights of women and minorities are not protected, although the Constitution states that Egyptian Christians can also resort to their own laws when it comes to religious and family issues.
The Constitution, generally speaking, is biased when it comes to women.
Remnants of the ousted regime, who were seen in masses alongside several revolutionary streams in the anti-Morsi Tahrir Square demos over the last couple of weeks, are for their part angry of a passing of an isolation law in the draft constitution that prevents the icons of the ousted regime from practicing their political rights for 10 years. However, President Morsi's supporters say they are preparing themselves for the referendum, something they say could be key for future stability in the country.
I accept every decision Dr. Morsi make it, and I respect anything Dr. Morsi say.
The Egyptians launched a revolution against the regime of Hosni Mubarak in January of 2011, putting an end to his decades-long dictatorship. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.